minute, Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 131.
Yo.
What's going on, Tommy Jacket?
It's monsoon weather. It's actually just passed. It was a massive dump of water, otherwise known as rain.
I like the description. I'm embarrassed because I don't know the difference always between like a verb and an adjective. An adjective, I think, is a doing word, isn't it? Isn't that so
horrendous?
Dude,
do not ask me anything about that shit. I'm a cowboy.
I know. But this is the thing where it's like I like to pride myself on a writer, but I would fucking... I don't even know. I think an adjective is a description.
Why are you even thinking about that? Was it something we just talked of?
Well, because you were saying about the dumping or whatever, and I was just sort of like, oh, that's quite descriptive. And then I think it has been on my mind because I've been reading my Kindle a bunch, and I've got this desire to be less dumb, and so I've been holding down all the words that I don't understand.
Yeah,
and so I'm building like a vocab of words, which I'm then going to go back to, and I want to like try and remember a word every day.
Is it to be less dumb for other people or less dumb for yourself? Because I think there's a pressure to be less dumb for other people. Because let's be honest, spelling, it doesn't fucking matter. And people will go to town on you if you've ever misspelt something or used the wrong grammar. It's like, who gives a fuck, people?
Yeah, I think I just like... I think it's like having a tidy room. For me, writing and having a really good formed sentence to me feels like it's a... It's a nice thing.
Yeah.
So I think it's a little bit of that.
But it's 100% the lesson from life is you have to fail at it. Like, you have to try and pull out the big word when you don't quite think it's the right time, but you have a inkling that it might be and it might stick. It's like not everyone is an academic who has a vocab of millions of, you know, fancy words.
I've been asking so many dumb questions on this trip. I told you before the show what I wanted to do was do this intro where I've been listening to Osher Ginsberg's podcast, and it's something... He does this thing that Smooth FM does as well, which I love. Like, I don't know why it makes me feel so comfy. So I'm going to do it and then you can give me some feedback. But, you know, you might be listening... I've done it before too. But if you haven't listened to the first 50 episodes, this is very new to you. But, you know, you might be listening in your car right now, you know, on a train. It might be pouring down with rain and you're about to pick your kids up from school, or you're, you know, you're getting out that last bit of exercise before you go to bed. Welcome to the Daily Talk Show.
I want to know what they're doing, that last bit of exercise before they go to bed. What kind of exercise is it? Are you...
Just a couple of push-ups.
Well, you really had me when you said picking up the kids from school. It's raining where I am, and I'm about to go pick up Bodie from daycare, so you had me.
Yeah.
I'm in.
And the thing is that, and there's a bunch of people right now who's like, haha, I'm actually at an airport. Well, guess what? Just got you then. You're at an airport or a train station. I know. And you just have a bit of a smile to yourself because we're connected.
Oh, mate. A bit of feedback. Yeah. Probably just lead straight in with that.
Yeah. It's hard because I don't want it to go too long with just me talking.
Yeah. And usually,
in the intro.
Usually it's a show where there's no one else. There's one there's one host. And
that's so true.
There's not another person in the room.
That's the problem.
Because I think people would listen, they go, where the fuck's Tommy? And why would anyone ever talk like that when there's another person in the room?
That's, you know what? That is actually a really good point because I have been listening to a bunch of podcasts that are just solo people.
Yeah.
And I've almost stopped listening to it as much because I feel like after I listen to it, I end up going into these longer monologues on the show because I'm used to that sort of style.
Yeah. Dude, it is one of the hardest things to talk to yourself on a, like pressing record and talking. Wow. Derek, Dirty Derek, our man, he does it. It's hard. Yeah.
But I think that, like, I do enjoy the... because I am a little bit ADD and a bit weird. I think that I could probably... And when I was a kid, that's all I did because I had no friends to actually record. Like, everything was a solo show until now.
It's the closest time that you... They'll probably be right when they say you love the sound of your own voice because you're actually just hearing your own voice. It's a weird thing. Just a little technical thing. I realized yesterday you told me to turn my headphones down, so I did, but then I realized that I'm actually hearing myself lower than I am actually talking. So it was this weird thing when you can't hear yourself at the volume that you just normally talk at or whatever, you know, decibel you're talking at, it throws you off. So it made me, it felt weird. But
it's almost like when you hear a bit of a reverb or something and all of a sudden you start slurring your words. I had ear stuff. Like, that reminds me, this yesterday when we were coming into Rome, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but their train system, my ears were going crazy. And it wasn't even on one of the fast trains. And I was like, I had this moment where I'm like, is this, this is really dark. But I think when you're traveling, probably once every 3 days, I ask myself, is this a terrorist attack? Like some kid accidentally popped a balloon in London and I just fucking ran. And so I thought when my ears were hurting, I'm like, is this some sort of weird fucking cyber bullshit thing where they've gotten into our fucking brains? I mean, I don't know.
There is a feeling of being on edge when you're overseas. It's so weird because I don't have that sense here, but I went to Paris and there was the shooting in Paris a couple of years before I went there, and then 3 months before I went to Tel Aviv, there was a shooting in just one of the main strips. And so I am on the lookout. But here's the thing, though. You get to I did get to those towns and it didn't feel like I thought it would feel. It's like when you're amongst it and you're just a punter walking through a shopping centre. I had that, dude. I was at Chadston Shopping Centre on Saturday night, and it's like, have you been to the new Chaddy?
No. When did it open? Smokes. Is this the one that's got like a new hotel and stuff?
Yeah, that hasn't been built yet. But for anyone outside of Victoria, it's like one of the biggest shopping centres. It's probably one of the biggest in the Southern Hemisphere. It's ginormous, and it's growing. But they've done this full rebuild of some of their main parts. The Apple Store is off the Richter. It's got trees inside it. It's like there's like a little area where you can just sit around under trees. It's fucking unbelievable. Anyway, it feels like you're overseas. It feels like it's up there with Dubai shopping centres. And I was walking through going, fuck. I don't know how it came into my head, but I was thinking about terrorist attack. I was like, fuck, this is where it would happen. This is the kind of place.
Yeah, it does have that vibe. Like, yeah, there's certain things I think provoke it in my head, which is like if I'm in a big crowd. But then, as you said, like once you're there, like I think part of it's also because there are military people at all the big sites in Europe like machine guns or whatever. And you just look at it and you see they've got these big, like, I don't even know what they're called, like big Jeep things that you know that they could hide in if something was happening. Jeez. And they'd like be fine. So I'm just imagining them, like something happening and them bringing out, like I was even thinking maybe like I wonder if there's like snipers in buildings, like waiting if something was to happen.
In Paris, where are you? Rome.
We're in Rome, in Italy.
Maybe you're around the Vatican.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, like, if they've got people with guns who are outside just roaming around, surely they've got, like, a team of military people all in a room or whatever waiting for something to happen and they just go out.
Yeah, but they've got those in Melbourne, in the city. I know a dude whose dad was the head of the SOGs, I think it is, Special Operations Group. And he told me that he went into this building one day and, like, you go up a lift and it opens up. And, I mean, he was telling me one thing and I was just thinking of Mission Impossible and the rooms that you go in, there's guns everywhere. It's this secret underground lair or something. But he said there is a team that is waiting should anything happen. And they're like...
It's almost like the fire brigade with guns.
Maybe a bit different. Shooting.
I'm sure they don't go down a pole. Like, I think that'd be a bit dangerous. Could you imagine AK-47 just sort of sliding down a pole?
Well, when I was in Tel Aviv, there was a dude. I was just walking to get a coffee. Amy was back at home. And this dude just runs past me, young guy, maybe 20, 21, and just had a AK-47 just on his arm, had his hand on it. It must be a thing where you, like, if you're, you always see them, they've always got their hand on it and ready to use it. It's like safety. And so this dude just ran past me. Then he jumped onto the bus and he's just sitting down on the bus, just off he goes, going to training.
So weird.
It's,
I even noticed the near the parliament or whatever, where the prime minister's at the moment in Italy, in Rome, they were doing some sort of, it wasn't a changing of guard, I don't think that's the right term, but there was like these like three people with guns and they had like big guns, but they were doing like, there's something so funny about bringing choreography and guns together. Like they're doing this sort of like movements where they bring it up and down, like, I'm like, I'm surely that gun isn't loaded because you wouldn't be. And I also was, I just got into the mind of the guy who thought he was, you know, this real sick unit with a gun doing military shit. And all of a sudden on day one, they're like, okay, you're going to have to learn this choreographed dance. You've got to make sure that your legs all go in the same time.
I mean, have you been asked the question, do you think you could be in the army? I know I've asked a few people. Like,
I think people know the answer. I think that I would have to have some unique job.
Well, I look at it and go, there's no chance, and there's no chance I could do it. I couldn't stick to the discipline of getting told what to do and bossed around all the time. It just goes against my need and want as a human. Like,
well, I can't even work for a bureaucratic company, let alone like an actual, you know, full military thing.
Yeah, it would do my fucking head in. But,
I have thought about it, though, to be honest. Like, I've thought about, oh, man, to go to interesting places as a documentarian or whatever, creating content. I've definitely thought about war zone type of stuff and just creating content or filming. I don't know.
The closest I got to a war zone was in Israel, driving to the
Chadston.
No, the Gaza Strip, like the divide between Israel, and it's like, it's such a weird thing. You hear these like sirens going off, and it's like these people are living. It's their reality. It's full on. I don't know. It'd be a good, it'd be a perspective shift for. I mean, we've got it so good here, where we live in Melbourne. Like, from a safety point of view, it is so safe, like in comparison to the places that are, you know, hugging other countries. Sorry, I just got a phone call. Got distracted.
That's okay.
Yeah, hugging.
I mean, it's very low level, the shit that we have to deal with in Australia. But the thing that Rome and Melbourne have in common is O-bikes.
I did see that.
Instagram post.
Fucking
hell.
Did
you know about this?
I knew that they were over in Europe, but I didn't know that they were smack bang in Rome.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Are they?
I've seen heaps of them.
Are they as destroyed and abused as the ones in Melbourne?
Well, I didn't even know in Melbourne that they actually had a stand, because none of them are standing up. But in Rome, they're actually like standing up like bikes, and you're like, actually, you feel a bit embarrassed about how poorly they were treated in Melbourne.
So there's a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, there's probably, maybe because Rome, I mean, I have no sense of size or scale, but I feel like Rome's bigger than Melbourne, or it's like, it's a different type of scale.
It wasn't built in a day.
It's like bigger. Mate, you wouldn't believe it. I've got that song, Bree and I, and the annoying thing is we don't know all the words. So we've just been going around Rome all of yesterday singing, "You and me were meant to be."
Oh, God.
In harmony. But, and then they go, "Yeah, Rome wasn't built in a day." But Bree said that that was by Macy Gray. I looked it up. It wasn't.
Macy Gray probably did a cover. But I think I can tell you why they're not as destroyed as in Melbourne. It's because there's dudes walking around with fucking machine guns.
Yeah,
put that in the city of the CBD. You're not getting some young punk throwing a bike into the water.
Yeah. I mean, and the funny thing is, like, yeah, the machine guns not go. I don't think they're there for the O-bikes, but I guess it's a nice. Maybe it is. Maybe that's O-bike's new sort of plan around keeping the bike safe. We've just got a bunch of military.
High security.
People are like, oh, are you here for the Vatican? No, we're actually just outside because there's an O-bike.
I have a bit of an update. No one else will probably give a fuck, but you might. The cafe downstairs at our office sold.
Wow, what does that? So that cafe does amazing meat and cheese platters.
Yeah,
they do.
I mean, we're not doing an ad for them, mate. It's
they're fucking sold now, so we got to be careful. Did Tom end up buying it?
No, he didn't.
That's sad because that would have been.
A girl's buying it. She's got purple hair. That's all I know about her. You're back, it's not the point of what I'm not getting. This isn't the story, but I just thought I'd give you a bit of an update. But I was at the cafe this morning, and I bumped into Dirty Derek.
I was going to say Dirty Derek is known to spend a bit of time at that cafe, and we had our mate George working for us just before I left for my trip, and he was pointing out all the different characters like a Seinfeld episode, and Dirty Derek was one of
them. It's so true. I think most cafes, businesses I know that I've worked in, gyms especially, there is literally a sitcom just being developed from the business opening or the establishment being there. It's just the eclectic mix of weird units. And they're all lovable.
Eclectic. I like that word.
You like that?
Eclectic's a good word.
It was one of those ones where I was thinking about chucking out there, not fucking sure, but did it and won.
Yeah, no, nah, mate. It was really good. Really good.
Yeehaw, cowboy.
go on.
So Derek walked in. I was walking out, and Derek pointed, and he's like, fuck, that's a bit of a shit name for a wheelchair. And there was a dude, and you might have seen him. He comes in, and he's in a wheelchair. Older fella, he seems, you know, he seems healthy. I think he's been in the wheelchair for quite some time. And I looked over, the fucking name of the wheelchair brand was Karma.
Karma?
K-A-R-M-A, as spelt, Karma. And I was like, oh.
Really?
And what is... Well, to me, I was thinking, like, what do you think when you think Karma? Like, just a... brief explanation. What is it? It might not be the exact explanation, but...
Well, okay, karma is just like you do something wrong and it comes back to you.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought. And immediately your mind jumps to you did something and now you're in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe like you put me in this wheelchair, karma's coming for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting name. Business names are funny.
I looked up the business. It's been around since 1987, so it's not a new company. They're an Australian business, and they
started by John Karma or something.
No, well, I actually because I was like, fuck, that's a bit stiff if that explanation. But the explanation according to Wikipedia of Karma means action, work, or deed. It also refers to the spiritual principle of cause and effect, where intent and actions of an individual influence the future of that individual.
Yeah. So I guess like we look at it in this negative thing, but there's good karma as well.
Well, yeah, you could look at good karma or like this, or they could look at it as like, I mean, it's like they could say your future is better in a karma wheelchair. I mean, I'm not doing their lines. They're
Sounds like you are. Sounds like we're just... Have you got them as a client?
Yeah,
and
I actually
you've
just...
somehow weaseled. You just want some ideas.
I actually do. No, but remember there was a business called ISIS? ISIS?
Yeah. They're still around, aren't they?
Yeah.
There was also... Schindler's Lifts that, you know, in South Melbourne where we used to work, there was... the lift was by Schindler's Lifts, which I thought was quite funny.
I mean, there's no comparison here, but your logo that you had done for your full stack film business.
Yeah, full stack films. Yeah, slightly annoying because I had it was printed on these circular stickers, actually, and I'll put a bit of a pin on stickers because I want to hear what's happening. But full stack films, it was an FSF, and the S sort of it's hard to explain. But anyway, if you put it on the wrong side, people could think it looked a little bit like a swastika, which was really frustrating.
Did you? So, at what point, though, did you realise? Because I'm sure that dude just came out with, oh, karma, like that, you know, good karma. He might have just had his head around the fact that it's good karma. So we're doing good, and this is good karma.
Well, you just have, I think you've got two different types of people. There's people who are like really like dig into me about it and be like, well, mate, you can't do that. Look at this. And then there's other people where it's like, no, I don't see it. Mm. So I don't know. I'm excited for our, we'll definitely be going, we'll be checking twice or three times our logo, making sure that it doesn't, you don't turn it one way and it looks like a dick or something.
Well, you've got one shot at it. Actually, no, maybe not. You could probably rebrand, but I think
you can. What hashtag rebrand?
Hashtag rebrand, or just go into liquidation. Call it quits.
What's happening with the stickers? Are we sending them off?
I was going to bring it back. So I've got the envelopes. We've written the PO box on the back as a return to sender, which we probably mm-hmm. won't need, but good promotion for the PO yeah. box. And
yeah, absolutely.
They're going out. I'm going to do them tonight. It's on the Perfect. List. And
thank you.
We're sending out the stickers. So. Let's not open that up for a little while. Have you got around to doing Michelle's?
No, not yet. Mate, I've been on holidays. It's actually, I'm in a really good mood because yesterday I just smashed out a bunch of work. Probably only like 4 hours, but I'd been finding it quite hard, which I should have known that was going to happen. It was quite hard to work while I'm away, and I only had a few sort of overflow bits and pieces that I just needed to action.
Yeah.
And so I did that. So I'm slowly... The funny thing about all this stuff is I feel so much better when I tick shit off. It's so like... The procrastination is the weirdest thing. Mm. But I think we don't do another sticker run for a while, really build up. Maybe for episode 200, we could do... I was even thinking that we could do a sticker page where we could have like woof woof and a few of the biggest catch cries.
I like that.
Maybe a special Life Traps sticker.
Did you see Tofu the dog? The Instagram yes, famous dog. So he's got a sticker board.
Can you ask, your mates with Tofu's owner/dad, can you ask him owner/dad? I was going to go with dad, but there's something a bit creepy about it.
Well, I'm Bodhi's owner/dad.
Exactly.
Until he's 18, he's mine.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's, I mean, fatherhood gives you one thing. It's like, you'd want to, you're investing all the time. It's not, you know, rent money's dead money. You need to own him. You should find out from Tofu's dad where he got the stickers from, because they looked, I sort of liked the style. That page style looked good.
Yeah, it's sick. It's sick. So, did you see my friend Dan from Cloakroom got a, yeah. He pulled into a car park. And I think he must have been up in Sydney, but he parked there for like a week. And I just saw he put on his Instagram, the cost of the parking for a week was $770.
That's crazy.
Today I had to park in like a, I had to go and find a park. I've usually got an allocated one, but the car park was full because I get in late. And I'm just so paranoid of getting parking tickets. They're just like the most fucking annoying things you could possibly get. And so I've been like parking and timing, putting a timer on as soon as I walk away. And then I just see I saw the parking inspector as I got back to the car. And
was it the bodybuilder one?
No, it wasn't my mate. I would have asked him, dude, can you just give me can you just chill out?
Just chill out, bro.
Bribe
Get
him
off the roids and have a bribe him with protein.
Yeah, mate. Here's a
here's bar. A little here's a little here's a here's a cookie for you.
No, but
say you know Jeff Jowett.
Yeah, some of his wait. What is it? Body trim. Body trim.
Body trim.
Yeah. Anyway, I've just got this bone to pick, and parking's on my mind at the moment. Across the road from my house, there's a car park underneath the Woolworths, and I've been coming to St Kilda as a kid, as an adult. So when I didn't have my license, then when I got my license, then I lived here, and I'd always duck down to the supermarket. Or if I was coming to St Kilda, I'd park in this place because parking's fucked around St Kilda. It's either permit or ticket parking or very short time parking. So like, you know, an hour free. And there was this one car park that has had free parking for as long as I can remember. 90 minutes, up to 90 minutes. So you're getting over that 60. It's enough time to go and have dinner and have a beer. But recently they have fucking enforced paid parking there. I'm furious.
How much are they charging? Because the thing was, Bree and I were in Serrano and, you know, in this medieval town, and the Airbnb host said, if you are in the blue lines, you need to pay. If you're in the white lines, you don't need to pay. And so we were trying, like, there was one time where we were avoiding the blue lines and there was no white line. So we're just sort of hanging there waiting. And I'm like, you know what, let's just do the blue lines. And it was like, the whole day cost us like €2. I guess it's just like, it's a different, when it's €2 for a day, you could handle it.
Of course.
But in Australia, it's just like, it's crazy what they charge.
It's fucking ridiculous. And it's, to be honest, it's only $4 for like an hour. But it's not the point. If you'll go, like, if you duck to the supermarket or you literally just want to run into the Bottle-O or you go into the cake store. Frequent. Yeah. These are all frequent things for me.
You're speaking to me.
It's $4.
You know your audience.
And it's just so annoying for locals because we're just feeling the brunt of, you know, big corporation. These big businesses just wanting to suck out every dollar. And I reckon literally I drove to another place that had free parking because of it.
So, yeah, driving. I think driving culture is good. Like, I enjoy driving a lot, but where it comes undone. Like, we were looking at driving along the Amalfi Coast, but the one point which makes it too difficult is once you get into all these towns, there's like hardly any car parking.
Yeah.
So the drive would be a lot of fun. Like, it would be like Great Ocean Road, a little bit scary, but, you know, enjoyable.
Yeah.
But, mate, you're getting, your phone's going off today.
I'm blowing up here, mate. It's business hours.
You're bloody blowing up. I feel like there's some places, like the US, not San Francisco, obviously, but there's places in the States, especially when you go into places like North Carolina, where it's a driving state where you just like, you'll drive from one Denny's to a Walgreens, and it's like, it doesn't matter what the shop is, they've got a car park for like 100 spaces.
Yes, but what's it? LA, they've got, I was just thinking about the lines. LA, they paint the gutters to show you where you can park. Have you?
Well, a mate got done when we were in LA because he was parked within all the lines and everything, but there was a little like grate type thing, like a drain, and he was just on that. It was absolutely fine, but he got ticketed for that.
Oh, that's right. We got a parking ticket when we were in LA too. It's Santa Monica.
Yeah. I mean, overseas stuff worries me a little bit. The we were told oh, how about this? We were in a restaurant in Serrano. So Serrano has like a population of a couple of hundred people, medieval town, really small. And there was this, we go into this wine bar or like cantina, and it's really cool. It's like medieval style. Basically, they've got these old caves where they keep all their wine because it keeps really cool in there. So, first of all, it was funny because we, our Airbnb host met us there and he was showing us around, and we went down the caves, and there was this big sculpture with a lady and she had quite large breasts, and Bree said, oh, look at the pear on that. And he said, pardon? And I said, oh, Bree saying that it's got big tits. And he's like, oh, yeah. He goes, I made that. he's a sculpture artist or whatever. And his theme is all this erotic stuff, because basically his one of his places that he owns, which is like a garden and all that sort of thing, he basically bought this plot of land and he found a house, which is like a cave type thing, where the town brothel was. So he's renovating at the moment the brothel, and so he's, and next door it's like a pottery dude. So he's like, he's mixing his sculpture and pottery and sort of all this erotic theme to go with his this place that he found, which is really cool. But the point of the story was the it's a really long thread to driving, but we'll get there. There was a lady that we passed and we said, you know, Buonasera to her as we walked in or whatever. She was eating on her own. And then we heard her speaking to another patron arrived or whatever, and she was speaking to them. And we realized that she was Australian. And so we, after we paid for our bill, we went up and said, "Oh, I think we heard you from Melbourne." She said, "Yeah, she runs the farmer's market, like 800 meters from our place,
wow,
like in Abbotsford." And so, like, she was into like slow food, all the slow food culture and stuff. She's like the manager of slow food or something. And
I've got no idea what that is.
And it's like I actually don't know what slow food just sounds annoying to me, doesn't it?
It sounds very annoying.
When you, it's the opposite of fast food. It's like slow food. Yeah, I'm not vibing. What like tasty food? I like slow food. Annoying.
Yeah, but she said that to you, so you've regurgitated it to us.
Well, yeah, slow food, I think, is sort of like, it's really, you know, uses a lot of method and thought behind it. And it's a, and so where we were eating was a slow food place, which you could tell because we fucking, the bill for two of us or whatever was like, probably translated to like 80 Australian dollars or whatever for the two of us for dinner. But the thing is with these places, you go like, yeah, let's do the whole Italian thing. So you end up having fucking four courses and drinking their like local made wine, or like they have their own soft drink that they make from grapes, which is really cool. But anyway,
closing the loop, slow food, according to Wiki, is an organization that promotes local food and traditional cooking. It was founded by Carlo Petrini in Italy.
There you go. So that's a much better explanation. But anyway, she was telling us about she was actually in Italy to she was looking at buying a place and sort of setting up a whole slow food thing. Anyway, she was saying about fines that you can get. So if you go into a local town, you can get like a $600 fine for driving in the local town.
Oh, fuck.
And all the signs are in Italian, so you have to be really careful. And they just like, they send the fine to your rental car company and they just take it off your credit card.
Now that's a stitch up. That's a
it's
big stitch
dodgy,
up.
Dodgy, hey.
That's so dodgy. Because how do you know?
But they do it. We had a friend. Yeah, well, this is the thing. We had a friends who went to Italy. They had six speeding fines on their credit card. So we were just being really, I was being pretty pedantic. I was having everyone take over.
Well, when credit cards are involved, it's like, it would be a month before you look back on your card and see if you're really being brutal at the end of the month. Like when I
we're being really specific around, like, we had a case where we paid for something on my credit card and the guy said it declined.
Yeah.
And so then Brie paid on the credit card. He said it was declined. And then I paid cash. And then we've gone home and realized that both those charges are currently pending. So we now need to, we called ANZ and they said, you need to wait to see if it clears. And if it clears, then you can mark it as a, you know, a bad transaction.
Jesus. Yeah.
Fraud seems like a hard word. I feel like they would just didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah. Me no speak no English.
Yeah, wow, can you never do that again?
Why not?
I don't know what the accent was, but it was making me uncomfortable. I had one segment idea, rather than, this isn't a launch of a segment idea. This is me bringing it to you and then we can workshop it and see if it's worthwhile. So, I was looking at the statistics of the Daily Talk Show and I was seeing there was a bunch of places, Iceland, Greenland, places that we don't have, we've never had a listener. in all our, you know, 131 episodes.
Yes.
And so what I was wondering, whether we start something called the Country Warrant, where you, if someone takes a photo of them in one of the countries that we specify, so we have 10 countries going at any given time.
Yeah.
And if someone is in that country and they take a photo of them listening to the podcast, we send them something, or we give them $5 cash in the currency in which they're listening.
And you can't just send a photo that you took when you were on holidays in that destination.
No, it needs to have us in it. No, you can't. Yeah, you definitely can't do that.
Yeah, I like that.
We've had some really interesting countries where people have listened. Like if I just go all time, I've had like what were you going to say?
I was going to say there's someone in Moscow, but then I realised that it could be my boy Gideon, who I talked about yesterday.
Yeah,
he's been traveling. He was in Russia at the World Cup, so
he could have just maybe. Been.
But there is someone in Afghanistan. 68 people in Kabul.
I saw that.
Dude, if you're in
Afghanistan, we've got some people in Iran as well.
If you're in Afghanistan, dude, take a selfie with, I don't know, somehow get some the Daily Talk Show branding in there.
Yeah, actually, that's a good thing. Even though we've got a listener, at least one listener in Afghanistan, if you can take a photo of you listening, we're talking, mate, this is the thing that I was getting off on at the beginning of the show, talking directly to people. If you're in Afghanistan and you're in the car and you're picking up your kids from school and you're listening to the Daily Talk Show, take a photo and we'll send you $5 Australian through PayPal.
Yeah. See, here's the difference. At the start, you just didn't offer up a bribe to make them do something.
Yeah. So we're going to start with Afghanistan, even though we know we have a listener. But I definitely have Greenland and Iceland. I always get confused between Iceland and Greenland. Is it Iceland or Iceland? Iceland. Greenland or Greenland?
I don't know, mate. Don't be so scared of getting stuff wrong. Go with whatever you feel. Well,
Iceland. Iceland, I think, would be really cool. That's the one that's all pretty, isn't it? I think. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, our first one. This is our first goal. Whoever's listening in Kabul, Afghanistan, please shoot us an email. Hi at the Daily Talk Show. And you get a five. Are they just getting $5? Are we sending them Australian currency?
No, I'll do it as a PayPal transaction.
Oh,
but
great.
I don't know if there's any. The one thing we've got to be careful of is, are we allowed to send money to Afghanistan? You know how there's some countries on like lists and stuff like that. But anyway, we'll definitely send some stickers, and even if we have to, we can send the $5 in cash that you can use on buying some lovely Afghani food.
Dude, their money looks sick. I'm just looking at the bills that they use.
Yeah, it's colourful.
Full colour. There's like 9 different bills in the currency.
Confusing. Fuck. Do they all look very different? Because this is the problem with the States, is there's not much difference between them.
They're all colourful. It looks like Monopoly money.
Yeah, good.
Have you seen
it
that?
It actually is.
It's legit looks like Monopoly money. Wow. That's a rabbit hole to go down. Just looking, searching different currencies and looking at different images of them.
I do like the idea of us being an educational podcast. So I don't know if there's maybe... Could there be a segment around currency, Tommy's currency, and you can every episode bring one currency and a little fact about them?
Interesting.
Could we at least trial that?
Mate, you know the problem with making promises on this podcast? We've broken a heap of them.
We've got Trello. No, I'm really good. The only promise that I've broken was that I was going to have a /promises section of the website, but that we just ran out of time. But the one segment that I would like to start is every day I teach everyone a new word, maybe based on my Kindle vocab.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Let's do that. Put it into a sentence. I can put it into a... Mate, what do you mean? People want to know currencies and shit as well.
Do they?
Yeah.
The chance of...
Yeah, I feel like it.
The chance of majority of our listeners going to Afghanistan is probably quite low, I'd like to go.
Yeah, no, but it's... But do you know what they do go to? Trivia nights.
True.
100% the Daily Talk Show listeners go to trivia nights, and I respect that. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. Anything else news, TJ, before we end this Tuesday?
See you next Tuesday.
See you. Well done. Very good. No, we'll... I'm thinking eventually we'll have a nice outro. I was thinking we could, like, rather than it just going off this awkward ending, we'll have this real punchy thing where it's like, hey, it's Tommy and Josh here. Did you like the show? Well, make sure that you sign up to our newsletter for the chance to get stickers, even though we don't have a newsletter yet. But this is the future.
If it's not brought to you by 7-Eleven, I don't want to do it. Yeah. I'm still waiting on my checks.
Surely. I feel like we should just send them every single mention. We need to run all our episodes through something and do a montage.
Anyway, so good.
It's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. I'm off to explore Rome. It's, what is it? It's 8:25 a.m. in the morning here in Rome, and it's 4:25 in Melbourne. You've just had a monsoon. And
enjoy.
And you can go inside and relax.
Eat your body weight in pizza.
Already have done it. That's one reason why having a high body weight is handy when you're eating food in the amount of your body weight, because you get a little bit more. Little life hack.
All right, guys. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.